I just sent you some video that I really want you to see because, you know, we've seen this sort of thing happen. In fact, when Kanye got up and interrupted Taylor Swift and said the award should go to Beyonce instead, I mean, people still talk about that. That was like, what was that, like 2006 or something?
28 years ago.
And you have the, you know, all the like, I'm gonna let you finish. And that's where that came from, you know, him saying that, I'm gonna let you finish, but this award should have gone to Beyonce. So it's not the first time we've seen somebody interrupt somebody during like a major moment and then interrupt their moment and try to give it to somebody else, you know. And then I don't remember, it was like last year, the year before, a couple of years ago, I think it was, I want to say like 2019 or something, 2018, Steve Harvey was the host of the Miss Universe pageant, and he called the wrong winner. He called the runner up as the winner. And then he had to go, oops, sorry. And he had just said, like, and the winner is Miss Columbia. And she was like, what? And she was like in tears and they were hugging. And he was like, hang on a minute.
Miss Universe 2015 is Columbia. I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Columbia.
So, yeah, so he screwed that up. So, in Sri Lanka, they have the Mrs. Sri Lanka. Just so you know, we have, like, Mrs. America, same kind of thing, where, like, you know, married women compete for, like, it's a beauty pageant for married women. So, I sent you the video, and I want you to play it, because it's... So, I think it's kind of, like, in that vein of... totally savage what happens here. You can fast forward it. Just give me like a little bit of a, I just want to show people, like, so the woman that wins, this is not much of a, I'm not giving much away since you don't probably don't know who she is. The woman that wins is, I think she's the one on the right. Mrs. Da Silva, I think is her name. So she wins, but I want you to fast forward to about a minute, 10 seconds in.
20!
They're numbers, they're not even like names, but so that's her on the right. That's Mrs. Da Silva. She's just one. And they sash her, and then somebody comes with the crown.
She is not happy at all. That one.
Yeah, well, she's the runner up, you know. She's pretty and worked hard and, you know, whatever. So they put the crown on the woman's head, you know, and she's all proud and
best
excited.
Best day of her life.
Yeah, so the woman that puts the crown on the head is the current Mrs.
World.
You know, Mrs. Sri Lanka World or whatever it is. So, you know, of course, like, some Mary has to come out and help her with her crown. So she's sitting there all proud, and everybody else, like, you know, sorry, I'm really sorry. Everyone's really disappointed, of course, because they worked really hard being beautiful.
Well, she's Mrs. World. I mean, that's huge. Your world.
Gentlemen, put your hands together.
Okay, so here she is. She's doing her turn. You know, she's got her flowers and her sash, and she's doing the kiss, you know. And now this bitch.
As for the Mrs. World, Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married and not divorced. So, I'm taking my first step saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up.
So she's like some activist that she's going to now get involved here. The woman that won is divorced, so she can't win. So she literally walks over to her, yanks the crown off of her head. This big, heavy crown. This is like, I mean, this is, she Kanye'd her. She totally Kanye's her. She rips the crown off of her head.
What, is she married?
Well, I'll tell you the story. So, like, you know, after the Mary came and, like, was really good, like, he, you know, he knows how to place a crown, you know what I mean? He's her guy, her GBF, whatever. So they rip this crown off her head. She is so completely humiliated. A judge walks out and starts screaming. And they have this big fight. And the woman who won turns around and storms off. And the Miss Runner-Up is now, they put the crown on her head and she's crying and they're hugging her. And it's just, it's this Mean Girls moment. It's so Mean Girls. What really happened was the woman who won is not divorced. She's not divorced. She and her husband are in therapy. She had to out herself with all this stuff. She's still married. She said she and her husband are in therapy. They're separated, but they're not divorced. So she is technically still married, so she can win this contest. She's not, you know, they didn't do any, she didn't do anything wrong. And she is now suing the pageant because of that now worldwide humiliation. So not only was it like Sri Lanka wide, now we're talking about it.
Right.
So this is going to be a major lawsuit because they completely humiliated her. And also, like, the contest should make sure first, like, what's, this is a Mrs. America, you got to be married. You married? What's your status? So I think that this is the kind of thing that quietly you find out later, but no, they humiliate her. And the way she ripped the crown off her head, they took some hair and they actually, she ended up having to go to like a emergency room kind of thing because they actually injured her. Ripping that crown off her head. Yeah.
Wow. So there's no security working this pageant, I guess. Just anybody can do whatever they want. They didn't stop it. They didn't say, let's go to commercial. They didn't say, let's talk about this. They just let the cameras roll.
They let the cameras roll. Oh, they sure did.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this is another story that kind of is like that. This happened in China.
Okay. Oh. Is it another? Because Rob called it a cat fight. Is it another cat fight?
Kind of sort. It's kind of a, okay. Oh my God, what's going on? So okay. Woman is attending her son's wedding and she's left in tears because she found her long lost daughter.
What?
Okay. The mother-in-law was meeting the bride-to-be for the first time.
At the wedding?
At the wedding. I guess they met and they got together and they decided to get married. So the mom looks down at the bride-to-be's hand and sees a birthmark and says, oh, crap, are you my daughter?
Oh, my God. So her daughter is about to marry her son.
Right.
Is that what you're telling me?
So she stops the wedding. She goes over to talk to the bride's parents.
Uh-huh.
And the bride's parents said, oh, my God, we adopted this girl 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
So, that is our daughter, or your daughter.
Oh, ew. Ew. So, did everyone just start throwing up immediately?
Well, and the thing is nobody knew about this. Only the parents knew. The daughter didn't even know she was adopted.
Adopted?
Right. She had no idea until this happened.
Can you imagine you find out you're adopted on your wedding day? Because your mother, who you think is going to be your mother-in-law, comes to tell you that not only is she your mother, but you're about to marry your brother.
Yeah. So the story gets better.
What? There's more?
So she goes, oh, crap, but I love this guy. You know, I'm so happy. This is the guy. We're at my wedding. And the mom said, oh, yeah, by the way, he's adopted also.
Oh, thank God.
So it's not your blood brother. You can marry this guy.
Oh, phew.
This all happened on one day.
I was about to pass out. So wait, they were both adopted and nobody bothered to tell them they were adopted?
They had no idea. So the girl goes, oh my God, you're my real mom. Oh, this is the, oh crap. Then that makes you my, oh crap. And then the mom goes, no, he's.
No, he's adopted. He was never your brother.
Adopted also. So
wow.
They're not biological.
Oh. So, I have whiplash from that story.
So they went on and they got married and everybody had a great day. But yeah, that's going to be a weird Christmas.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. I mean, I think that the parents now, if you're adopted, they tell you the minute you can talk. They want you to understand what adoption is and that you've been adopted. But there must be people out there that have decided not to tell somebody they've been adopted. I mean, let me ask you something, because I posted this story on Facebook and I'm kind of curious what you think about it. This is in the same vein. So this guy is sitting on a New York City subway. He's literally just sitting on the subway, and he looks down. He sees what he thinks is a doll, and he's like, oh, that doll is moving. Like, is it one of those animatronic dolls? Did someone leave it on the subway? So he walks over to it, and he's like, what's this doll doing here? And he opens up the little blanket, and it's a baby. Somebody abandoned a baby on a subway floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just left the baby on the subway, on the floor, like where someone can step on it.
Still not the strangest thing I've ever seen on a subway, but continue.
That's true. Same here. Same. So the guy goes over to the baby and picks it up and then gets off the platform and obviously calls 911. Is like, somebody abandoned. First, he was looking around to see if like the mom was there. Maybe she was taking a selfie somewhere. You know, who knows what's going on? So there's nobody that seems to be attached to this baby. This baby seems to be there by itself. So he brings the baby to the police station. Through the channels, whatever, they realize that the baby was abandoned, and he says, I'd like to adopt it.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his boyfriend decide to adopt this baby, and they're telling the story now because it's 15 years later, and the kid has grown up, and he's really happy, and he's had this great life, and he's gone to great schools, and I guess they told him.
Mm-hmm.
They told him like his origin story. And I feel like it's one thing to say we adopted you. I mean, the kid's black and the people are white. The guys are white. So obviously, also it's a gay couple. So Right. Clearly there was no, you know, but who knows? Like maybe the kid thought that they had a surrogate who was black. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios here that could have happened that would have ended up with a black boy living with two white men. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I think telling somebody they were abandoned on a subway train, I think that's traumatizing.
That's the beginning of a Marvel movie.
I know.
That's how people become superheroes, is they're left on a subway. And I would want to know, was it the express or the local?
I know. What train?
What train was I on? Was I on
the... Was it the J train? Is your name Jay?
Yeah. Why didn't you name me Jay? But the kid before 15 is going to ask those questions because he's living with two white guys and he's a black kid. He's going to be like... y'all need to explain, because kids when they're five go, tell me about my birth, or you know,
right?
They ask.
Okay, so Lion King Kitty says in China it's most likely a cultural thing not to tell.
Yeah, I mean, this is 20 years ago, and this is back when you couldn't really have a girl if you had a boy. It was a whole thing. So I think there's a lot of messed up things that happened 20 years ago in China.
Right. And so, to answer Rob, I have been abandoned on a train a few times. Yes, I have.
Funny enough, she has been abandoned at a restaurant in a clown uniform.
Oh, it was right. I forgot about that. So wait, Rob, I was abandoned, and it was by my mother, who, I mean, it's like to this day, I hold this against her on some level. I must. So, all right. So it was, there was a New York City parade. I forget which one. There was some like whatever parade.
Mm-hmm.
And my school was picked to be in the parade. And they dressed us all as little clowns. And we were like, I don't know, seven. I don't know how old you are, in like third grade or something. Mm. And so we're dressed as little clowns. And I remember, like, I'll never forget, like walking down Fifth Avenue. And like one of the smart ass boys in my class was like, come on, New York, let's hear it. Like getting people to applaud us. And he was like, come on, let's hear it, New York. And I was like, oh my God, like what a ham. But we were in these like, you know, hot little, like it was, I don't mean hot like hot. I mean hot like, ugh, it was so hot. It was like a hot day and the costume was just polyester probably. And we had all this clown makeup on, you know, and we're walking down Fifth Avenue. Everyone's like shouting and there's, I don't know if it was, it wasn't Thanksgiving Day parade. It was some other parade. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So we get to the end of the parade and everybody had already told the teacher how they were getting home. Some people got back on the bus and went back to the school and the parents came and got them there. Other parents, because we were in Brooklyn at the time, were coming to pick up their kid, you know, at the end of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had
told...
Like parents do. You pick up your kid at the end of whatever school event they're doing, whether it's a sporting event or whether you're a clown in a parade. So my mother, who couldn't be bothered to come to the parade because she doesn't like crowds, you know, and I go with the school. I go on the bus and they take us to the parade and we get all dressed up. And she's meeting me at the end of the parade. So the teacher leaves me where my mother said she was going to pick me up. Now, this would never happen today. A teacher wouldn't just leave a kid. Okay. But there was like a diner there that was downtown at the time. And mom was like, I'll pick you up there. So I'm sitting at the diner and I'm waiting. And I'm still waiting. An hour, like literally hours are passing. And this is before cell phones, but they had, you know, obviously they had a phone at the diner.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman behind the counter, like the, you know, the counter waitress or whatever, was like, you know, she's giving me pie and giving me milk and you know, being really nice and all that kind of stuff. And finally she was like, is your mother coming to get you? I was like, I thought she was. And then I realized, like, maybe she abandoned me. Maybe this is it, you know? And I start.
Maybe this is your J train.
I'm dressed as a clown and I have clown makeup on and I start crying. So I am this sad clown, like third or fourth grade, you know, I was like 7 or 8 years old, sad clown with like, and I'm eating chocolate cake and crying. And they called my mother. Luckily, I knew my phone number. And she forgot. She was wondering, she thought that I was coming home on the bus and she forgot that she said she'd come get me. And she was wondering where I was and what was taking so long and she couldn't reach me. So I had to sit there and then she drove into the city to come get me.
That would have been an iconic New York black and white photo of somebody taking a 7-year-old clown,
sad clown
crying, eating chocolate cake in a diner. That would have won so many awards.
My mother's coming. But can you, like, what a scam artist. Like, can you imagine if my mother wasn't coming and I was just there to eat cake? And it's so funny because I brought it up to her recently. She's like, I don't remember that. I'm like, yeah convenient.
It's something that you block out.
Traumatized me. I remember it my entire life. And then she's like, oh, that does sound familiar. Oh, mm-hmm. Does it sound familiar? Because that actually happened to me, your daughter.